treasure now. There's a happy thought. Searching for revenue streams. That's what they're doing on Capitol Hill, right? Maybe they need some submarines and a good flashlight. The government of the UK has recently discovered an $18 million fortune. It's kind of a pittance for Washington, but still, an $18 million fortune in silver, all in the bottom of the ocean. It's the remains of the British cargo ship, the SS Mantola, which was headed for Calcutta with valuable cargo when it was torpedoed by a German U-boat in 1917. The wreck will be hauled up in collaboration with a firm based in Florida, Odyssey Marine Exploration. Mark Gordon is the president of Odyssey. He was on the decks of Odyssey's flagship when the wreck was first identified. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, how are you, John?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
What's that like? I mean, you know, I got this idea that, you got a knife in your mouth and, you're looking like a pirate. But, of course, that's ridiculous. You're probably standing there holding a big book that says, yep, that's the Mantola.
Yeah, no, actually, far from the pirates, we've got probably some of the best scientists and technologists in the world aboard our vessels, and we're employing some of the most cutting-edge technology to actually map the seafloor and find these valuables. And as you pointed out in your lead-in, there are great government partnerships. The UK is fabulous in rewarding entrepreneurs for taking risk, and they'll be the beneficiary of the revenue streams as well coming from these finds.
You know, Mark Gordon, we're talking with Mark, who's the president of Odyssey Marine Exploration, which takes the risks and gets the reward of bringing up sunken treasure. You know, in our era of $14 trillion deficit here, $1 billion, Warren Buffett there, is $18 million worth the risk?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The $18 million is sort of a tack-on project. About a week ago, we announced about 100 miles away from this site, finding a silver bullion wreck loaded with reportedly 240 tons of silver. So when you add them together, and the UK is our partner on that project as well, so the aggregate value in current-day silver across both wrecks is, in the $250 million range. So that's not a bad day at the office.
No, that's not a bad day at the office. And does the value come from the pure silver itself, or is it from some sort of antique quality of this being from an earlier era?
Well, John, in this case, these are both bullion wrecks, so we expect that most of the silver will be sold at bullion value. Maybe an element will be sold for historical value. We have lots of other projects we're working on from colonial-era wrecks, and in those cases, there's huge premiums associated with the metals because of the collectible value of the coins and things like that from an ancient era.
We're talking with the president of Odyssey Marine Exploration. All right, Mark, so help us out here. We got a $14.5 trillion deficit. Is there anything in your sort of book of mother loads down in the bottom of the ocean that could put a dent in that? Maybe a boat full of old Declaration of Independences or, I don't know, maybe Shroud of Turin's, like a whole chest full of those. What do you got?
Well, the quick answer is the United Nations estimates 3 million shipwrecks out there. Safely, there's billions and billions of dollars worth of value, and we certainly have the technology to find and recover it. We just need our government to work with us as a partner like the UK has, and we can help them out.
Well, they do work with you, Mark. Don't they tax you when you bring it up?
There's more to the story than that. I wish we had more time. Yeah,
right.
That's part of it.
Maybe we don't want to go there. Mark Gordon, president of Odyssey Marine Exploration. He was on the flagship when the first live images came up from the wreck of the SS Mantola, torpedoed by a German U-boat in 1917 with $18 million in silver on board. Thanks, Mark.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.